Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Everybody, welcome to your, it's another late edition of the BTN News Show. Mondays have been kicking my butt lately. It is the 14th of September, 2020. Got the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Oracle and TikTok, yep, have united. Well, at least in the U.S. Yes, we finally know now who won the bid to operate TikTok in the U.S. According to Bloomberg, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has chosen Oracle since its deal is more like a corporate restructuring than an outright sale. Whatever the hell that means. According to Bloomberg, the acquisition valued at about $25 billion, and it also might have to do not having to make any revisions for its final proposal. Unlike Microsoft, yeah, I guess they had a few little things they had to tweak. Now, as far as the full scale of the deal, TikTok and Oracle, yeah, they're still discussing those terms. But all in all, it looks like everybody's getting along. We'll see if it stays that way when everything heads to Washington, D.C. Well, we all know we got an Apple event coming really soon, don't we? Sony said, yeah, Apple's doing something. Okay, we got something. We're just going to do it on the 16th. That's right, a PS5 event is scheduled for Wednesday, September 16th. And according to Sony, it will be a 40-minute digital showcase. As far as what will be included in the event, looks like updates from first-party Sony Game Studios and third-party partners. More or less, we're hearing that Sony's making it look more like some of the great games coming to PS5 at the launch and beyond. So all of you that were sitting there excited, thinking, oh my goodness, did they move it up? No, they didn't. Streaming services in their party modes. Well, Disney Plus looked around and said, okay, we better join the party. No pun intended. No, wait a minute. Go ahead. Put all the puns in there. Yeah, we all know Amazon Prime Video, Hulu, Movies Everywhere, even Twitch have all joined the party wagon. So Disney Plus is saying, yeah, I guess it makes sense for us to do this too. In fact, some users in Canada can actually already try out the group watch feature, though it will be limited to certain movies and TV shows currently. Now, this feature currently is actually in beta/testing. There are plans to roll out the option pretty soon, this fall actually, though that will be a slow rollout. Apparently some regions will still have it, others won't, and it will slowly progress from there. And finally, while Apple actually issued some new App Store rules when it comes to gaming over the weekend, there's quite a few catches, though. In fact, Microsoft is not even on board with it. Maybe that's because Apple wants Microsoft to actually individually submit their games as separate apps. And since they would be separate apps, that would be separate payments. And separate payments would be 30% each payment. Yeah, that's what Apple would take from it. Again, that didn't sit too well with Microsoft, even saying that Apple will actually give a bad experience to customers, so they're not even going to move forward with this thing. Though there hasn't been any official statement saying whether or not xCloud will actually continue or not to work on the iPhone platform, or shall we say iOS. Of course, this is all still going back to the whole legal battle between Apple and Epic Games, and that currently isn't looking like that's going to have a very bright future. Ah, and that makes me think of something else that doesn't have a very bright future over there at Apple. Yeah, Apple Arcade. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website over there. Hop on over there today. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts and so much more. You can also see our Facebook page. Give us a like over there, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you, as always, for listening.